Hi, ministers. I'm Michelle from CNA. I'd like to ask about the implementation of GST, whether or not we'll consider delaying that further. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, again, I know because of the concerns about cost of living, Singaporeans are worrying that the GST will add to the concerns about rising inflation and cost of living. But in fact, we've had an extensive debate on this recently in the budget. I've explained why the GST increase is necessary. Our spending needs are rising very sharply, especially because of an aging population and healthcare spending. We have looked at all the different possibilities for raising we have looked at the different possibilities for raising revenue, and we have made various revenue moves in the budget, including on personal income tax, property tax, and luxury car taxes. But they are still not enough, and that's why we have to raise the GST. But recognizing the uncertainties, recognizing the difficult economic environment, I had decided to push back the GST to as late as possible and to stagger the increase in two steps, and importantly, to put in place a very generous offset package. Essentially, for the majority of Singaporean households, they will not feel the impact of the GST increase for at least 5 years. For the lower income groups, they will not feel the impact for 10 years. So those were all explained and set aside as part of the budget measures. And I go back to the points I mentioned earlier in my remarks, which is I hope everyone understands the challenges that we have to deal with going forward are not just cost of living and inflation. We have to deal more fundamentally with a very different operating environment. Different sorts of challenges, including climate change, more bifurcated world externally and within Singapore, domestic challenges too, including our rapidly aging population. And to prepare Singapore well for these challenges, we have to press ahead with our economic reforms. We cannot afford to slow down. And that includes ensuring that we have a strong and sustainable fiscal position going forward, because that will enable us to deal with a more uncertain future, to deal with any challenges that we may face in the future, and also to seize new opportunities. And that's why we have to continue with our economic reforms while doing whatever we can to help the Singaporeans who are impacted by the cost of living issues, especially the lower income and more vulnerable groups.